Kat used her powers to conjure a large bag of Diamondique, which she handed over to Simmy and Zarina once they joined them. Squealing, the demons ran to their hotel room to gobble up the stones and left Kat alone with Sin and his brother. Thank the gods for Diamondique. That should keep the demons occupied for a little while. His face sad and bitter, Sin carried his brother toward the sofa, which unfolded itself to make a queen-sized bed. The covers pulled back an instant before he laid Zakhar on top of the white sheets.
Is he going to be okay?
Sin couldn't speak as he looked at the vicious scars on his brother's body. What had they done to him? He looked as if they'd been feeding from him for centuries. Sin wanted blood for this. Kessars. The Galus. But most of all, Sin wanted Artemis. If not for her, he'd have been there to stop this. He'd have had the power to protect Zakhar from their brutality. No. He took that back. It wasn't Artemis's fault. It was his own, and he knew it. If only he hadn't wanted acceptance, wanted companionship, none of this would have happened. It was his own weakness that had wounded his brother. There was no one else to blame but him. His stomach shrank from the weight of pain and guilt that gnawed at him. He felt Kat gently pulling him back. He started to snap at her, but the intent look on her face kept him silent. Rubbing her hands together, she neared Zakhar. She placed the palms of her hands against his eyes as she whispered in Atlantean. A translucent yellow glow spread out from her hands to cover his body. As the glow moved over Zakhar, it knitted his wounds closed and healed the deep scars that marred his skin. Even his missing finger was repaired. Relief and gratitude poured through Sin's body as he watched her heal Zakhar. That she would do this without Sin's asking, it meant the world to him. When she pulled back, he saw that Zakhar's eyes were no longer seared closed. His eyelids and lashes lay against his cheeks in perfect repose. With the exception of the long, gnarled hair, this was the brother Sin remembered. Thank you, he breathed, grateful for what she'd done. She inclined her head before she moved away from the bed. They'd punctured his eardrums. I think that's why he didn't respond when you told him who you were. He was deaf. Sin cursed as more rage filled him.
I want them dead. All of them.
Her face said she agreed completely.
I hate to say this, but I give Stryker credit. At least he has a code of ethics, screwy though it is at times, that he follows. I can't imagine him doing something like this.
It's why we can't let the Galu loose on humanity. They are completely without compassion, mercy, or decency.
I agree, but I'm not sure Zakhar will be able to help us now. He looks pretty battered, and there's no telling what's been done to him mentally that I can't fix with a simple healing spell.
Sin hated to admit it, but she might be right. The man on the bed in front of him wasn't in any kind of fighting shape. He looked gaunt and weak. They'd be lucky if Zakhar could even stand without help.
I wonder how long they've had him.
I don't know, but by the looks of it, it's been a while.
Kat brushed at Sin's hair before she rubbed the small of his back.
Are you all right?
He glanced down at her, his heart heavy.
If he were your brother, how would you answer?
She didn't hesitate with her answer. I'd be out for blood.
Then you understand me.
She nodded before she gave a comforting squeeze to his arm. And I'll be right here, helping you collect it. Emotions and tenderness for her choked him at her words, at the fact that she'd been by his side through all of this, that she'd healed Zakhar. In a weird way, it had been like a dream. Unable to cope with it, Sin pulled her against him and kissed her with everything he had.